There are many things that I could talk about this morning. Many. But I just want to take a few minutes, because I know with the time span I have now, I'm well aware of the time, that where we are right now, and for you who are here, I just want to take a few minutes, and I'll have to do this probably next week or some other time, I don't know when. But what I want to talk to you about, glory to God. What I want to talk to you about. Listen to me. God did it all. And one of the things that give us the most trouble, one of the things, not only, but one of the things, is our bodies. Some of us know how to keep it and some of us don't. Some of us learn. But one of the things Jesus did, he purchased your body. He bought it, paid for it. And your body is sacred to him. But we are guilty of putting stuff in it that's not good for it. Am I right? You know, even AJ have his fitness, they call One Body, is geared towards helping people get their bodies under control. And you know, I'm standing up here talking to you, and you know I'm not that slim and trim, but I ain't too full out there. But. Watch out. And we have to keep our bodies under control because it's sacred to the Lord. And a lot of times we do things without even having a revelation of who we are. And see this, and when you talk about this, there's no way I'm trying to condemn anybody. You know, I share with people all the time, and people are so used to when somebody talk to them or come to them, come to share something with them. Most people go to beat them up and just dog them out. That ain't the gospel, y'all. Gospel at all. The gospel is power. The gospel is love. The gospel is compassion. The gospel is sharing, caring, protecting, strengthening, helping, raising you up, keeping you. That's the gospel. Amen. Show you how, let you know that you don't have to be that, just what you are. So, there are some keys that I will give you. Like I said, I'm going to be very timely today on this subject. I realize as a pastor who had the oversight, quite naturally, God lets you see things that in order to walk in that particular pastoral office under that anointing, to wear that coat, the Lord will let you see in order to carry out what he wants to be carried out. And so if you would listen as I teach or share with you with this anointing, it will help you because something that you've probably been struggling with, and probably to it, it will destroy those yokes.
Amen.
It will open your eye.
Yes.
To see. Now listen, listen to me real good now. To see that a 1 hour sermon on Sunday morning is not going to do it.
Amen.
And that's what many try to do, live off of 1 hour, 45 minutes to 1 hour sermon on Sunday morning. And they don't even pick up the Bible. They don't do any from them. They just sort of hang on to the next Sunday. And sometimes it become between Sunday. And then those between Sunday become between months. And they wonder why their lives are where they are. I'm about to say something you heard, but I want you to hear them again. And hear them like you never heard them before. Okay? So go ahead and put on the screen Proverbs 4:20. I know you, probably everybody know this verse by heart. Go ahead and put it up there so everybody can see it. Proverbs 4:20. And listen, I'm going to read these verses. Listen to what it says. So the thought is healing belongs to you. If help belongs to you, it's yours. And to get out of the sickness, healing is yours. Hello?